Blog Talk Radio.
You did not create me to worry. You did not create me to fear. But you created me to worship daily. So I'ma leave it all right here. Help me say it. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Amen. Let's enter in with all faith, trusting God for a mighty move in our life. We serve a miracle-working God. Amen. We serve a God that keeps his promises. His promises are yes and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we come to worship you this morning as you desire in truth and in spirit, oh, Lord. We ask in Jesus' name that you just have your way in us right now. Open up the channels of our spirit so that we can receive from you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, we come, oh God, to be changed this morning, amen. Just have your way right now. Move, Holy Spirit of the living God. We declare to God Psalm 121 right now. We lift up our eyes to the hills from whence comes our help. Our help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither sleep nor slumber, amen. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon at night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul, amen. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in, amen. From this time forth and forevermore, I was so glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise as we enter in today, amen. Hallelujah. Let us pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we come giving you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names. There's no one greater than you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we come surrendering all over to you with no need, nothing. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Holy Spirit, have your way. Lead us in prayer that we may receive divine directions and instructions from our Heavenly Father. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we come giving you thanks, oh God. We thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, amen. We thank you for new births and new births, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family and all that we love and concerned about. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, oh God, when your word says that you'll never leave us nor forsake us, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, oh God, for being our strength, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for being a way maker, a promise keeper, a light in the darkness. We thank you, oh God, that you are our heal, oh God. You are our redeemer. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood that redeemed us at the curse of the law of sin and death. As we come this day, oh God, we come humbling ourselves under your mighty hand that we may be delivered and forgiven from all that's not of you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord Jesus Christ, according to your word in 1 John 1:9, you said if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us of all our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So Lord Jesus Christ, we come right now and we receive our forgiveness and cleansing from all unrighteousness, spot, wrinkle, and blemish. Holy fragrance on the top of our heads, on the soles of our feet, at the intrinsic and quantum level, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, we come to be changed up this morning, God. Oh Lord, do a new work in us, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God, that you're creating us a clean heart, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Heavenly Father, deliver us by your truth, for your word is truth. Forgive us of any misdemeanors, misunderstandings, malice, carnality, reservation, indifference, hard-heartedness. Father, we decree in the cup the evil one has no place in us. We decree in the cup, hallelujah. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Our independence right now from all strongholds cleans our minds by the washing of the word of God. With your water creating us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord. Our strength and our redeemer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. We can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Oh Lord, we bless your holy name, Father God. Lord God, according to what David said in Psalm 42:1-2, as the deer pants for the water from God, so our soul pants for thee, O God. Our soul thirsts, O God, for you, the living God. O Lord, our soul yearns, overwhelming desires. They even cry for the force of the Lord, our God. Our heart and our flesh cry out for the living God. Lord, let this be our heart's cry this morning. Let the fire burn heavily and increasing in each of us. And then uphold us with our sweet spirit, O God. And let God be magnified. Lord, if there be any wicked way within us, let it be exposed right now and taken out the way. According to Psalm 84:2, amen. Lord, let that mind of God that fighting or complaining or evil be found in any of us, that I might be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. Circumcise our heart, fill us with your spirit, oh God, your tender mercy and loving kindness, that we sing praises to you all the days of our lives, creating us a horn of worship, hallelujah, for we rejoice only in you, Heavenly Father. You are our joy, the lifter of our hands. Through your Holy Spirit, lead us in rivers of your worship and truth. Amen. Let our hands be lifted up to you, oh God, as we go through this day, making our life be a living sacrifice, a sweet savior aroma, that you would be glorified, honored, and our life be a praise in the everyday things of life unto you, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, we praise you, we worship you. We come to you out of love and all the admiration through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, we ask you to help right now. Help the children of God, amen, to come out of the darkness, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Renew a right spirit within us. Let the mind of Christ arise within us and over all areas of our life. We yield all that we are to you. And as the true praise and worship come forth right now from our inner man, that we worship our Heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus Christ in spirit and in truth. Glory. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, you are worthy of our praise, for one another. There is no one greater than you, Lord God. We decree and declare right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we walk in the light and have true fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The glory of God is great in us. It's manifesting his glorious presence right now. We thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, that we can commune with you, and it's taking place right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, and in his holy name we live, move, and have our being. And we thank you, Lord God. Have your way, Lord God. Oh, Lord, shut up our throat, our mouth. Keep the doors of our lips, oh God. Let no evil communication proceed from our lips. To impose the fruit of the Spirit over the weakness of our temperament and the proclivities of our flesh. Hide us in your pavilion and your secret place in the Most High, God. Lead us along the path of righteousness for your name's sake, oh God. We decree and declare that we have integrity and whom the Son sets free. We in a right and free indeed, according to Deuteronomy 32 and 13, and Job 29 and 6, make us to ride on the highways of the earth, O Lord, to eat the increase of the fields, to suck the honey out the rocks, wash our shirts with butter, and call forth and pull out the pinchy rocks. We decree and declare that our past is our past, and we press toward the month of the high calling of God in Christ season. Forgive us, Heavenly Father, for crying out of us. Wash our minds of hidden agendas. We decree and declare that our feet have been loosed up from the snare of the evil one, and that which causes bondages, immobility, and paralysis. Father, we decree the path that we are free to advance to fulfill our purpose and maximize our potential in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So we decree the path this mind this morning that we are the righteousness of God. We are filled with the Holy Spirit of promise. We are children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. We're healed by the stripes of Jesus. We're blessed going out, blessed coming back in. Blessed in the city, blessed in the field. Blessed right now, blessed right. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree that we're restored. Our minds are being renewed right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, let the enemy be ashamed. The holy and sore text, let the return of the ashamed subject show us a token for good, oh God. That they which hate us may see, hallelujah, and be shamed in the name of Jesus Christ. To the shame those who seek after our soul. Let those who seek to hurt us be bold with shame. Set in their bones and put them to shame. Let those who seek after our soul be ashamed and defiled. Let those who desire our hurt us be turned back when they put to confusion. In the name of Jesus Christ, fill their faces with shame, O Lord. Let all those who sit so mad against us be ashamed in the name of Jesus Christ. Let those who arise against us be ashamed, O God. Let the proud spirits be ashamed, O Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare Ezekiel 18 and 4, our soul belongs to you. Amen. We decree and declare 1 Peter 2 and 25, Lord, you are the shepherd and bishop of our soul. Watch over my soul and keep it. We decree and declare James 1:21. Take that we receive with meekness, the ground word that is able to save our soul. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare Luke 21 and 19. In case we possess our soul. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare Ezekiel 13 and 20. We bind and cast every veil used to hurt souls and make them cry in the name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, we decree and declare the name of Jesus Christ. Psalm 25 and 20. Our soul is delivered and set free in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God, we just want to say thank you. We thank you for this deliverance over today, oh God. And Lord, we pray, oh God, according to Isaiah 63, we pray that the leaders of our nation have come to the light. And then we decree that verse 20, Timothy 2 and 1 and 2 verse. We make supplication and prayer in the sense that give thanks to all the people of our nation and for the feet of our nation. They have live a peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. Oh Lord, let our leaders be just and let them rule by the fear of the Lord. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let our leaders fall down before the Lord and let our nation serve him. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, let the poor and needy people of our nation be delivered, oh God. Let the Lord's dominion be established in our nation, and let his enemies lick the dust in the name of Jesus Christ. And let turn our leaders' hearts to fear you, oh God. Let the Lord rule over our nation, and let our nation be glad and rejoice. Let our nation sing a new song. Let his name and show forth his salvation from day to day. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, let the people of our nation tremble at the praise of the Lord. Let our nation make a joy with Lord to the Lord, and the people serve you with gladness. Let our leaders praise you and let them hear the words of your mouth. Let the wicked be rooted out our land. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Let the wicked be cut down and withered like the green herb. In the name of Jesus Christ, let all the people of our nation turn to the Lord and worship him. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree the past 24 and 1. Our nation is the Lord and the fullness thereof, and all that the wealth therein. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree the past almighty covenant heaven, that all the idolatries of our nation be confounded, and let all the gods worship the Lord. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that our nation praise the Lord for his merciful kindness and truth. Save our nation, O Lord. Give prosperity to the land. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let our people be a house in heaven, O God. Let our people plant vineyards and eat the fruit of them. Let our people, hallelujah, know the joy of the work of their hands. Amen. Let the enemies in our land be reconciled. In the name of Jesus Christ, let our nation be filled with the knowledge of the glory of God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let God be merciful to us. And in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, bless the land of Jerusalem and its people. Oh Lord, we bless them as they say it. Oh Lord, because for you, God of our hope, you saw our hope and hope with our mouth to love them, oh God. We call upon you, Lord, about Jesus. You saw the pieces to their family that lost the child, that lost their husband and wives, that lost their children and mother, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, move my life, let your Lord return, oh God. Oh Lord, we swim in the life of your children, oh God. Lord, we pray for the divine intervention on today. This was a divine intervention that turned it all around with the enemy of truth, oh God. So that it turns my way into a blessing, oh God. Just as the enemy set out for evil, we decree the fire that God is turning around for our good. And we walk in the goodness of the Lord all the days of our life. And we decree the power of our faith that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Hallelujah, hallelujah. With the church say amen this morning and receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We just bring a past victory. Even though we walk through right now, the battle field, we just bring a path of victory already, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. That we're coming out of the wilderness, Savior. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God, we just want to thank you. Thank you. Thank you for healing our bodies, oh God. Thank you for strengthening our bones, oh God. Thank you for restoring everything that the enemy has taken away from us. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, we just want to say thank you, God. It is you, oh God. Hallelujah. That did it all, oh God. It is you that sent your own and the God son. It is you, oh God, that had a plan to give us a hope and a future. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name, God. As we enter in this morning, oh Lord, let change come, oh God. We don't want to be the same, Father. So we ask, oh God, that your word take root of us. Lord, as you use me this day, oh God, I decrease, that you may have all the increase in me, oh God. Lord, I ask that you anoint my mouth, oh God. Anoint my vocal cords, Father God. Anoint my ears to hear from you, oh God. My eyes to see with new eyes, oh God. Beyond the natural to the supernatural, that your word will go forth, oh God, unhindered in the name of Jesus Christ. That it will be implanted, oh God, in the hearts of your children. And then in the name of Jesus Christ, that in the time of battle, oh God, that they will reflect on your word that's already in them, oh God. So Lord, I ask that there be your grace pouring in this morning. Open up the channels of our spirit right now that we can receive, oh God. Let it overflow us, oh God. Thy word, thy spirit, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, let there be a breakthrough in the heavens on today. Oh Lord, you pour out blessings upon the life of your children that we won't have room enough to receive. Lord, we thank you as we receive the overflow. Overflow us, oh God. Breathe on us. Hallelujah. Breathe on us right now, God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Father. We give it all over to you, Lord. Oh, Lord, help on today, Lord. Help on today, Lord. We just want to say thank you for your help, Lord God. We thank you for your ever-present help and the help that's on the way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we pray for the man of prophecy. We pray, oh God, for every man of God, oh God. We pray, Lord God, that you would continue to be their strength, oh God. Lord, we pray right now this hour, oh God. Let there be a great pouring into the man of God, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, strengthen our servant, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, touch his heart, oh God. Touch their hearts, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That they will always speak your word, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. Let us not be tempted by the evil one, oh God, but help us to keep our minds stayed on you, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we'll do according to your will, Father God. We'll go according to your way, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. We decree in the cloud with the power that's working in us, the faith, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. We will not be denied. We will not trouble you. There will not be any counterfeits. We will not accept any counterfeits. There will be no setbacks, no miscarriages, amen. Our mission will not be aborted by the enemy, amen. But we will fulfill all that God has called us to do, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that when we stand before the Lord our God, that he will say to us, hallelujah, my good and faithful servant, job well done, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Job well done, my good and faithful servant, amen. I can't wait, hallelujah, to stand before my Father, hallelujah. Lord, that it is finished. Nothing left undone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we pray this morning. Let our minds be renewed, oh God. Lord, we pray, oh God, give us a new mindset that's set on you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Not set on our finances. Not set on things in the house, oh God. But stayed on you in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Because we're set, oh God, there is peace. Hallelujah. Come and surpass and all understanding, and we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we bless your name. Hallelujah. We decree in the path we enter in, and we are blessed. And we are going from glory to glory to glory, and wealth and riches are in our home. And we thank you for the Lord. We bless your name, Father. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ. That does all things that fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us, all that believe. Amen. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Come on, let's give God some praise. Come on, let's give God some praise. You can do better than that this morning. Come on, let's open up your mouth and just thank him right now. Receive it. Chains are being broken and destroyed. Strongholds are being destroyed right now. Hallelujah. Shackles are falling off and being destroyed. In the name of Jesus Christ, that thing that was holding you down, keeping you in bondage, has been destroyed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hold on. Don't let go. Come on. Let's give it all over to God right now. For the Bible says he cares for you. Cast all your cares upon him, for he cares. Come on. You ain't got to hold on to it. You ain't got to wait until next Sunday. You ain't got to wait until you get paid. You ain't got to wait until you get healed. You ain't got to wait until the other one come. God is already here. He is able.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for the Holy Spirit that is present on this line today. Amen. Right where you are. Hallelujah. We thank God on today. Welcome. I am so excited to be here on today. Hallelujah. Yes, I'm going to pass the man and say,
Amen.
Yes,
Amen.
I
Welcome, 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 every single one here to Sunday service this morning. This is such a beautiful day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be so glad on this day, because our God, He is so good. God, He is so good. He is so good. Would you decree that right now? God, You are so good, and You're so worthy to be praised. So we just want to say thank You, Lord, and welcome, 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 every single one here to Sunday service. Apostle Tyonique and I, we are so grateful that you're right here with us this morning, helping us to lift up the name of Jesus. This is the time where we set aside to worship the Lord. I'm so glad for this right here opportunity. Welcome every single one of you here. We are the Gospel Public Ministry. I'm Pastor Dorsey Manning, and of course my wife, Apostle Tyonique Manning. We just want to say welcome. Welcome every single one here in Texas that's with us here. Welcome here to Sunday service this morning. We love you so much. Thank y'all for loving us. Every single one of our brothers and sisters here in Louisiana, our neighboring state, mothers and brothers, we all have family members all over. Welcome everyone from Louisiana. Y'all show up to Sunday service. Y'all are so patient and so diligent. So we just want to say welcome every single one of our family members and friends here from New York City. My Lord, my God, we love y'all so much. Y'all come to Sunday service as well. Believers everywhere. Yes, my Uncle Joel, he's there, and Aunt Beatrice, and a lot of other family members and friends there in New York and all the surrounding areas. Y'all come to Sunday service. We thank y'all. We're so grateful that you do come to Sunday service. You know, you could be anywhere, but you come right here with us. So welcome here. Even in Chicago, Illinois, you know, we our brother in Christ, Minister Learn Green, he's actually on the roster with us. Minister Learn Green, welcome. Minister Learn Green here, he and his wife and his family members there in Chicago, Illinois. Thank y'all so much, you know, for your patience and for your diligence here. We just want to say welcome to every single one here. If this is your first time here in Sunday service, this is your first time, you've never been here before, and we would like you to press 1. I mean, if you are on the church line, you know, do press 1. And when you press 1, we'll open up your line. You know, let us know who you are, where you're from, if you'd like to say something. Let us know who you are, where you're from. And if you have any prayer petitions, if anything you want to bring unto the Lord, this is the time, you know, to come to God in prayer. You know, we all have something to pray about. We all have something to bring to the throne of grace. So this is that opportunity. If you are streaming live, if you're online, do call in 845-277-9213, then press 1. Let us know who you are, where you're from, and it's something that you want to pray about, it's something that you want to give thanks for, you know, do press 1. Again, Shavante, hey man, you know, our sister in Christ, we just want to welcome you, Shavante. She's here with us this morning, so we just want to say welcome, a special welcome to you, Shavante, for being with us here this Sunday morning. Amen, amen, amen. I do know that Uncle Joel, he reached out to me this morning, and there's family members that lost their son. He's a relative of mine. Family member have lost their son here. Sister Connie Black and Brother Black, Rex Black, their son. So they did lost their son. So we do want to lift them up in prayer.
Yes,
we are all one in the body of Christ. We sometimes we go through things that we don't expect to go through, but that's why God put us here together.
Yes.
You know, so it's, the Bible tells us, you know, the strong should bear the infirmities of the weak. So it's hard for us to lose a family member. It's hard for us to lose, especially a son or a daughter. I know how that feels.
Yes.
I know how that feels. It's not too many words that a person can actually say, you know, because that's your son or your daughter, that's a loved one.
Yes.
But what I do know is,
yes,
is there's joy, you know, that comes from it. I'm speaking this from experience.
Yes,
I'm speaking this from experience.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. As Pastor said, we, you know, we're one in family. The Bible says that in the Romans 12 and 15, rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep.
Amen.
So we come, you know, rejoicing and weeping with you. Rejoicing, one, because we know that he's with our Father in heaven. Amen. The Bible says to be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord.
Amen.
But as you weep and you go through, amen, we weep with you and we encourage you in the name of the Lord that God will continue to comfort you and restore the hope into your family, restore the peace, amen.
Yes,
restore the joy, amen, and the unity in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We just pray that even during these times, these trial times, that you will be strengthened, that the Lord
amen.
Our God will be your strength, amen, that you will hold on to his everlasting word, amen, for we know that God's word is established in heaven,
amen,
and it is true, amen, and it does exactly what it's sent out to do, and it will not return void. So we just thank God for the family, amen, and we just pray that God will just continue to help you during these times, amen, and that you will seek him more, that you will look up and see where your help comes from, knowing that your help coming from the Lord, amen. And so God bless you, and we just thank God for you, and that you will just continue to speak what God is saying, even during this time of your loss, with God, with thus says the Lord, amen, that will help others, because one day we all have to stand before our Father, and we just pray that we all be ready.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. So we do, Uncle Joel. He did want to do a tribute, a song. Can we do that now? Okay. So we're gonna do that now. We're gonna bring you on, Uncle Joel. God bless you so much.
Yes. Good morning. I'm so glad to be with y'all today.
Good morning.
We know
Amen.
That God is able. Y'all bear with me.
Amen. Take your time.
All I want to say is, Connie, Bubby, God has it. God has it. But everything
yes,
will be all right. It's going
Amen.
To be all right. This song is dedicated to y'all and to the whole family. I know God is able. Lord, take my hand, lead me on, and let me stand. I'm tired, Lord, I'm weak, and I am one. Oh, Lord, through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When my way grows dreary, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is almost gone, oh Lord, hear my cry and hear my call. Hold my hand, lest I fall. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. Oh Lord, oh Lord. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, and let me stand. I'm tired, Lord, I'm weak, and I am one. Oh, Lord, through the storm and through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. Oh, Lord, when darkness appears and the night draws near, when the day is past and gone, Lord, at the river, Lord, I stand, guard my feet and hold my hand, take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. Yes, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. I believe I say it again. Precious Lord, take my hand. Lead me on and let me stand. Don't worry. I'm tired. Lord, I'm weak. And I am one. Oh, Lord. Through the storm and through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home. See, I'm not worried.
Hallelujah.
Today. I'm not worried because I know what the Lord can do. See, don't worry. Terrence is in a good place. He's in a good place now. I could see him standing right there, say, at the river, here I stand. God got my feet and hold my hand. Take my hand, precious Lord. And lead me home. God bless you. God bless you. It's going to be all right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Precious Lord.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Father God. Lord, we thank you for your servant, oh God.
Amen.
Lord, we pray in Jesus' name that every virtue that left his body on today, oh God, we pray that you restore it, oh God, to overflowing in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, we pray, oh God, that you be his strength right now, oh God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we decree and declare your word that we've been doing for a night, but joy cometh in the morning.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, help us to receive that joy right now, oh God. Lord, help the mother and the father, oh God. Lord, help the family to receive that joy right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hello, of Nazareth, oh God. Oh, Lord, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. Oh, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Though we go through, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, that you are with us, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are our strength, oh God, that we can endure to the end in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Lord God, that your glory is seen upon your children right now, oh God, that we are your children. Oh, God, we decree and declare all is well.
Amen.
All is well.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. God bless you, Uncle Joe. God bless you. Bless the Black family. Amen. The mother, the father, Connie and Rest Black, God bless you. We thank God for you on today. Amen. Know that God is with you, and he's a God that does not make mistakes. Amen. He's a God that has a plan. Amen. For his children. Amen. Hallelujah. Though we may not understand. I remember coming up in the church, they said, but by and by,
amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. When the morning comes, we thank God. Amen. We rejoice. We rejoice in the Lord, I mean, that we serve, that is able. We serve a living God. So though your son may not be here now, he lives, amen, yet he still lives. Hallelujah. May not be in body, but in spirit, he still lives. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we just thank God, amen, that we have life. For Jesus said, I've come to give you life.
Amen.
And not just life, but life in abundance.
Amen.
Amen. We thank God for abundant life. Amen. Hallelujah. At this time, we bless you, Uncle Joe. We bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It is not easy when you lose a loved one, especially when you lose a child. Amen. And many of us have experienced that on some kind of level, of whether it was your biological or one that you have called your own child,
yes,
that you raised. Amen. And so we know it's not easy, but with God, all things are possible. You'll find yourself having that peace that only God can give during these times, the peace that surpasses all understanding. Amen.
Yes.
So we are definitely praying for you, Sister and Brother Black, amen, in the name of Jesus. Know that we are here lifting you up in Houston, Texas, amen.
Amen.
God be with you. Amen. Glory to God. At this time, we're going to take our communion. We have communion every Sunday morning at our 10 a.m. service. So we thank God that we can partake in communion this this Sunday morning. Amen. So if you can grab your things for communion, amen, we'll give you all here a minute or two to grab your cracker, grab your water, your wine, your bread, to be able to partake in communion at this time. Amen. In the name of Jesus. If it's your first time with us, we do have communion in our morning service. And for those that come here every Sunday, know that we partake in our communion. We just thank God for this opportunity. So let us partake in our communion this morning. Amen. Glory to God. I hope you're able to grab those elements that you need to partake this morning. The Bible says in the book of Luke, amen, we're going to give you all a moment. Just grab your things here. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, Father God. For the Bible says in Luke 22, verse 14 through 20, that when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them, with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. The Bible says in verse 20, hallelujah. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood which is shed for you. Let us pray.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you that we can enter to communion with you at this time, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, as your word says in 1 Corinthians 11 and 27, that whoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself. So let each of us examine ourselves. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of all of our sins. Forgive us of all of our transgressions and all of our iniquities and trespasses. And cover us each with the blood of Jesus Christ. And cleanse us each of all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you that we're now able to enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you went to the cross for us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you took all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities to the cross with you and trespass. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you that we can now take this piece of bread, your body, in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, we remember how your body was broken for all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities and trespasses. Lord Jesus, we love you. We love you because we remember how you first loved us, hallelujah. We remember your suffering and how you were beaten and nailed and spit upon, whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken so our bodies may be healed. So we say by faith, Lord Jesus, by faith, by your stripes, Lord Jesus, we are healed in your mighty name, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for loving us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for touching us. We thank the Lord Jesus for healing us. So we now take this piece of bread. Hallelujah. Your body, Lord Jesus, in remembrance of you. We thank you. You may eat. Your word says, Lord Jesus, in 1 Corinthians, that after supper, that you took the cup and you said to your disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. For your shed blood is our atonement. For your blood justifies us. Your blood sanctifies us. It redeems us. Your blood cleanses us. Your blood washes away all of our sins. It washes away all of our transgressions and all of our trespasses and all of our iniquities. Your blood heals us in the Holy Name. But we now take this cup, Lord, in remembrance of you. You may drink it. Hallelujah. It says in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that we pray with love and thanksgiving in our heart. In the whole church, you do agree. You do say amen, amen again.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank
amen.
You. What can wash away?
Hallelujah. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What makes us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ right now.
Yes.
Over every single thing that is concerning us, over our homes, over our family members, over our thoughts, over every single thing. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ between us and Satan's kingdom.
Hallelujah.
We plead the blood of Jesus because we are covered in the blood.
Yes, Lord.
And we say all is well.
All is well.
All is well. Even if it don't look like it right now.
Thank you.
We still need to know that all is well because we are covered with the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. At this time, we're going to have a song selection, and we'll be back for the preached word. Amen. So prepare yourself. Grab your Bibles and grab your pen and your paper. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, How many people are encouraged tonight?
Matthew chapter 17, I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17, the Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus, and he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples, and your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, and immediately the boy was cured.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Well, we have made it here to the message part of Sunday service. Hallelujah. And I would like for every single one of you, every single body that's in Sunday service this morning, the whole body of Christ, believers everywhere, whether you're online or whether you're here in Texas or any other state that have joined in, to help me to welcome this beautiful spirit of God. Amen. This wonderful woman of God that God has anointed for this time. He have placed his message. He have placed his word in her mouth and in her heart, you know, a carrier of the word of God.
Yes.
A devoted friend, devoted mother, devoted wife, devoted to her church, willing to yield to the Holy Spirit. Amen. Help me to welcome my beautiful wife, Apostle Tawanika Manning.
Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I bless the name of the Lord. Amen. Who's the head and the lifter of my life? Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit, I have your way in this service. I am so glad to be here amongst you, and I just thank God for you. I just pray that God will till the ground of your heart so that you can receive on today the implanted word of the Lord, our God, mm-hmm. that will carry you through. Amen. And we just thank God for this opportunity. Once again, we thank God that we can come and receive. The Bible said we can come boldly to the throne room with grace and receive in our time of mercy. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Come, Lord Jesus Christ, take a rightful place on the throne of my life. I give it to you now for eternity, and I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am to all that you are in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, extend yourself through me in all areas of my life. Hallelujah. Fully and completely, that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. I decrease so that you may have all the increase in me right now. Amen. I decree and declare you to be on the throne of my life in all areas over my life. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith in all, through all, and above all my life. Let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done, oh God. And I just want to say thank you, Lord God. I ask that you just have your way in this service, Holy Spirit of the living God. Not my way, your way, oh God. Hallelujah. For your way is the way to you, Father God. And Lord, I just want to say thank you. Let the glory of the Lord arise upon each of us right now in service on today. Amen. We ask you, Lord, to rise over each of us and let your glory be seen on each of us. Heavenly Father, we ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence. We come against every hindering spirit on the line, every unteachable spirit, every lying spirit, manipulating spirit, controlling spirit, spirit of distraction, destruction. We come against the spirit of frustration, procrastination, limitation, stagnation, spirit of lust and perversion. We come against the spirit of guilt, shame, and condemnation. We come against the spirit of poverty, lack, and death. We come against the spirit of oppression, depression, pride, fear, self-criticalness, self-righteousness. We come against every religious spirit, spirit of levity, and every restricting spirit with Jezebel. Spirit, we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against the spirit of fear and anger, rage, wrath, resentment, and bitterness. We command gossip and greed. We command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, touch our eyes, ears, and mouth to receive on today, to hear you, O God, to see you, O God, to speak your word with boldness and the power and the confidence of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare it is so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. When I think about the goodness of the Lord, hallelujah, all I can do is just shout hallelujah. Glory to God. When I think about, when I look back over my life and see what God has brought me from, all I can do is say, thank you, Lord. Oh, Father God, I bless your name on today and all the days of my life. Amen, amen, amen. When you come to realization that there's nothing that you have done that have kept you here, amen, but God, hallelujah, my Lord, my God, it's nothing that, hallelujah, that you have done yourself, amen, to bring you this far, nothing but God. And we thank Jesus, amen, we thank God for Jesus. This morning we're talking about God's word. God's word. What is God's word in your life? What is God's word in my life? Amen. We're talking about God's word and understanding. The Bible says in Psalm 119 and 89 that forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. Hallelujah. So we know that God's word is established in heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. Today, church, if you'll turn for reference on today of God's word, let's start off with the book of Psalm, amen, 119, verse 97 through 104. Again, that's Psalm 119, verse 97, 104. I'm coming out the New King James Version, amen, and I pray you all can hear me well on this line today, that we may receive what God is saying in his word. And when we, hallelujah, when we use the word of God and understand what God's word is, and understand how powerful God's word in your life, when you have God's word and it becomes precious to you, amen. God's word, when we look in the scripture in verses, Psalm 119, verse 97, 1 through 4, the Bible says, oh, hear, I love your law. It is my meditation all the day. You through your commandments make me wiser than any enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all of my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients because I keep your precepts. I have restrained my feet from every evil way that I may keep your word. I have not departed from your judgments, for you yourself have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste. Amen. Sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through your precepts, I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. We're talking about God's word. What it does for me. Hallelujah. What it does for me. See, it quickens me. Amen. See, God's word makes us wise, wiser than our enemies and wiser than any teachers who ignore it. Amen. True wisdom goes beyond amassing knowledge. It is applying knowledge in a life-changing way. See, intelligent or experienced people are not necessarily wise. Wisdom comes from allowing what God teaches us to guide us. Amen. We're talking about God's word this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. What does it do for me? What does it do for the body of Christ? What does it do for you? And I want you to understand, for me, it quickens me. It quickens me. When we look in the book of Psalm, hallelujah, 119 here in verse 25, same chapter, amen, verse 25. So that's 119, verse 25.
Yeah.
Verse 25. The Bible says, my soul clings to the dust. Revive me according to your word. Amen. So it quickens me. Amen. To what God is calling me to do. Amen. Amen. It revives me according to his word. Amen. Hallelujah. What the word of God does for me, it sanctifies me. Hallelujah. When we look at the book of John, chapter 17, verse 17, it sanctifies me. The Bible said it sanctifies me through by your truth. Your word is the truth. A follower of Christ becomes sanctified. Amen. I want us to understand we're set apart for the sacred use and cleansed and made holy. See, through believing and obeying the word of God. Hebrews 4 and 12 tells us, for the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intentions of the heart. God's word is living. It's life-changing, church, and dynamic as it works in us. See, with the incisiveness of a surgeon's knife, God's word reveals who we are and what we are not. It penetrates the core of our moral and spiritual life. It discerns what is within us in both good and evil. See, the demands of God's word requires decisions. So we must not only listen to the word, we must also let it shape our lives.
Amen.
See, I want us to understand God's word and how it sanctifies us, how it works in us. See, as we have already accepted forgiveness through Christ's sacrificial death, according to Hebrews 7 and 26 and 27, but daily application of God's word has a purifying effect on our minds and on our hearts. See, scripture points out sin, and it motivates us to confess and renew our relationship with Christ Jesus, and it guides us back to the right path, amen? Because when we get off track, amen, when we go along the wrong way, amen, God's word, it gets us back on the right path.
Amen.
God's word, it cleanses us. Amen. It cleanses me. The Bible says in Psalm 119 and 90, how can a young man cleanse his ways by taking heed according to your word.
Amen.
See, we are drowning in a sea of impurity. Everywhere we look, we find temptation to lead impure life. See, the psalmist asks the question that troubles us all. How do we stay pure in a filthy environment? We cannot do this on our own, but hallelujah, but must have counsel and strength more dynamic than the tempting influences around us. Hallelujah. How can we find that strength and wisdom? By reading God's word and doing what it says. Hallelujah, 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 church. I'm talking about God's word, amen. I'm talking about his word. He said it will go and accomplish what it, hallelujah, what he sent it to do. It will not come back void. We're talking about the word of God, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. See, God's word, what is it to you? What is it to me? I want to talk about what is God's word to me this morning. It is precious.
Yes,
It is precious. 1 Samuel 3:1 says, now the boy Samuel ministered to the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was rare in those days. See, there was no widespread revelation. See, understanding this scripture, see, although God had spoken directly and audibly with Moses and Joshua, his word became rare during the 3 centuries of rule by judges. So God's word is precious when you hold it dear and new and near to you, when you decree and declare the word of God and having faith in the word of God and his promises. Hallelujah. It's yes and amen. Amen. You understand and know you receive it as precious to you. Amen. Hallelujah. See, God's word to me is penetrating, amen? It's penetrating, as the Bible said in Hebrews 4:12. It's piercing even the soul and the spirit, amen? God's word to me is powerful. Amen. Hallelujah. Like Jeremiah 23:29 said, it is not my word like a fire. And he said, says the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces. God's word is like a hammer. Hallelujah. 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 It's powerful in itself. Amen. It's powerful in itself. Amen. You ever heard of jackhammer? It's powerful in itself. Amen. Hallelujah. It breaks that of the enemy. And what the enemy tries to do in your life, that filthiness, hallelujah, that deceitfulness, whatever it is, it breaks it into pieces.
Yeah.
It means it destroys it. The word of God is powerful enough to destroy the works of the enemy. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We're not just talking about breaking something. We're talking about destroying it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. 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 See, God's word to me is purifying.
Amen.
The book of Jeremiah 23:29. Hallelujah. For we understand his word is purifying.
Yeah.
See, 1 John 1:9 said, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us of our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. In John 17, Jesus prays that his followers will be sanctified and purified through himself and through the truth of God's word. And the Holy Spirit of God will provide us understanding and power to endure, hallelujah, in this purifying process. So understanding, hallelujah, what God's word is to me is purifying.
Amen.
It has purified me. Amen. Have you allowed God's word to purify you? Amen. Have you allowed God's word to penetrate you? Amen. Have you received it as something precious in you? Amen. Have you received it? Know that God's word is powerful if you use it. We're talking about God's word this morning. Amen. God's word is protecting. Amen. It's our protection. Amen. See, I want you to understand the sword of the spirit. Amen. Ephesians 6:17 says, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. And we use it against the enemy. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to understand you have it. Amen. God's word. Hallelujah. What is it to you? Amen. What is it to you? Amen. What does it do for you? Amen. Hallelujah. Have you allowed it to cleanse you? Amen. I'm talking about God's word, not my word. I'm not talking about man's words. I'm talking about God's word. Amen. Hallelujah. How should it be treated? How should you treat, hallelujah, God's word? How should it be treated by you? How should it be treated by me? Amen. We got to love it.
Amen.
Psalms 119:90 says, oh, how I love your way. It is my meditation all the day.
Jesus.
We got to love it.
Amen.
This is how we treat it. We treat it with love. We got to love it.
Amen.
Amen. That we meditate on it all the day. We can meditate on so many things that we allowed ourselves to do that every day. We meditate on making money. We meditate on men and women. We meditate on the things. We meditate on what we're going to eat next. We meditate when we wake up, what I'm going to eat, what I'm going to have for breakfast, what I'm going to snack on, what I'm going to have for lunch, what dinner going to be like, and what I'm going to eat for supper. We meditate on those things, but when you love it,
amen,
you meditate on the word of God all day. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. How should you treat the word of God? You should search it. Amen. Search the scriptures. Amen. John 5:39 say, you search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and these are they which testify me.
My Lord.
Yes. See, the religious leaders, they knew what the Bible said, but failed to apply its word to their lives. They knew the teachings of the scripture, but failed to see the Messiah to who the scriptures pointed to. Yes. They knew the rules, but missed the Savior. We got to search it. Amen. Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. Amen. Hallelujah. So we got to search it. Amen. We got to search it out that we don't miss, hallelujah, what God is saying in his word.
Amen.
I'm talking about God's word this morning, church. I'm not talking about my word. Hallelujah. I'm talking about God's word. We got to feed on it.
Mm-hmm.
We got to feed on it. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 15:16 says, your words were found, and I ate them. And your word was to me the joy and the rejoicing of my heart. For I am called by your name, O Lord God of hosts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
We got to eat the word of God.
Amen.
We got to feed on it. Amen. We got to feed our spiritual man. Amen. Hallelujah. We got to feed that spirit man. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We got to feed on it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about the word of God.
Amen.
So it can take root in us. Amen. So we can become the word. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Amen. We got to hold fast to it. Amen. We got to hold fast to the word of God. Amen. The Bible says, hallelujah, in Titus 1:9, holding fast the faithful word as he has been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and convict those who contradict. See, I want us to understand, church, it's important to have leaders who can effectively preach God's word, but it is even more important to have those who can live out God's word and be example for others to follow. We got to hold fast to it. I don't care in every situation. I don't care how bad you get. Amen. How much you want to give up. How much you want to do your own thing. How much you want to come out for a little bit and say what you want to say. I want you to understand, church, you got to hold fast to God's word. Amen. Especially if we're going to call ourselves leading somebody. We can't just preach the word and not be the word. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm talking about God's word. Hold fast to it, church. We got to preach it.
Amen.
We got to preach God's word. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says in 2 Timothy, hallelujah, chapter 4, verse 2. Amen. Hallelujah. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Hallelujah. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and teaching.
Yeah.
See, church, we got to be ready in season and out of season. Means to always be ready to serve God in any situation, whether or not it is convenient for you. Be sensitive to the opportunity to do God's will. Hallelujah, to give God's word. Amen. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God, we got to preach it.
Amen.
Apostle Paul told Timothy to convince, rebuke, exhort.
Mm-hmm.
See, it is difficult to accept correction, to be told we have to change. Hallelujah. But no matter what, church, no matter how much the truth hurts, we must be willing to listen to it so we can more fully obey the will of God. So we may fully obey the word of God. Amen. For our life. I'm talking about the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. For the sake of time on this platform, we're going to be wrapping up here shortly, church.
Mm-hmm.
Amen, amen. Father God, we thank you for your word. Amen, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for your word on today, Father God. We bless your name. We got to meditate on the word of God, church. We have to meditate on it. Amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, come on. We got to meditate on the word of God. It's so important. The Bible says in Psalm 119:15, I will meditate on your precepts and contemplate your ways. We got to meditate on the word of God. We have to delight in it, amen. For the Bible says in Psalm 119:16, I will delight myself in your statutes. I will not forget your word. See, at first glance, then it may seem strange to hear the psalmist talk of rejoicing and following God's statutes as much as in great riches. But God's laws were given to free us to be all that he wants us to be, amen. They restrict us from doing what might cripple us and keep us from being our best. See, God's guidelines help us to follow his path and avoid paths that lead to destruction. I'm talking about God's word. We have to delight in God's word. The Bible says, and I wrap up here, church. In Psalm 37:4 says, delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. David calls us to take delight in the Lord and to commit everything we have, you know, and in our way to him. But how do we do this? To delight in someone means to experience great pleasure and joy in his or her presence. See, this happens only when we know that person well. To delight in the Lord, we must know him better. See, knowledge of God's great love for us will be given delight. Amen. So I say to you again, church, delight yourself in the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As we close our tour, I want us to understand and know that God's word is forever established in heaven. His word, it quickens us. It sanctifies us. Amen. Hallelujah. It empowers us. Amen. It cleanses us. Amen. It penetrates us. Amen. It purifies us. It protects us. And we are to love it, search it, feed on it, hold fast to it, preach it, meditate on it, and delight in it. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for your word. You sent your word. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming, that you saved us. We thank you for the finished work. When God created this world, amen, that we live in and we enjoy, he spoke it. For his word is established. Let it be established in you. Let it be precious to you that you hold fast to it. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. The doors of the church is open. Will there be one on today?
Amen. Amen. What a mighty word that went forth today. We bless you, Apostle. We thank you for bringing that word to us in the name of Jesus. We pray that every single virtue that left your body, that be poured back into you. I'm so mighty in the name of Jesus. Amen. But you keep on bringing the word of God. We know that it's not an easy walk, but we do realize that God have equipped you for this cause, and we just want to bless you right now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. If you have never prayed the prayer of salvation before, you heard this word today. This word came from God, word of God, and you heard it today. And you heard about the word of God, but you have never received the word of God, or you have never prayed the prayer of salvation before. You have never accepted Jesus Christ into your life. Well, this is that opportunity right now. This is an opportunity right now. You notice I'm saying now. Now, nobody knows the time, nor the day, nor the hour when the Son of Man shall come, when the end shall come. Nobody knows. So right now, while we have the opportunity now, will you give your life over to Christ? Will you accept him into your life as being your personal Lord and Savior, being your everything, redeeming you from the curse of the law and sin and death? That's powerful, because we all live in this world and we face things in this world, and a lot of times we are so beat up and we're so defeated that we can't see anything else. That's why we have the word of God. We're talking about Jesus. Jesus is the word. He is the word. So if you have never prayed the prayer of salvation, will you press 1 this morning? If you are online, will you call in 845-277-9213? Will you call in today? Apostle Tawanika and I, we will help you to pray the prayer of salvation. It's going to be the most important thing that a man or a woman can do in their life. Without Christ, you are nothing. You are nothing. You're nobody. You're doomed to death. That is the reality of your life. You're just living a life with Christ. The word of God says that there's abundance. There's joy. There's life everlasting. There's salvation. There's healing. There's deliverance, there's forgiveness, there's redemption. All the things that we look for in this lifetime, it's promised to you through Christ Jesus and in the one to come. Amen. So if you didn't know, then now you know. Today, you have that opportunity to give your life over to Christ. He gave his life for you. Will you give your life over to him? Because because he gave his life to you. Will you pray for me? If there is someone who is in need of a prayer, if there's someone there's something that you need to pray about, you know what I thank God for, Apostle? I thank God that we can come to the throne of grace for our brothers, our sisters, our children, our family members and friends, co-workers. We can come to God praying on behalf of our relatives or our neighbors. The Bible says the prayers of the righteous avail as much. You know what that means? That means if I pray for you, so you may not come, but if I pray for you, just like God, he remembered Lot. Amen. He remembered Lot. Yeah, that's the same thing. He remembered Abraham by Lot. Thank you, Apostle. He remembered Abraham by Lot. So we need to understand that I can come to pray for you. If there's someone that you know that is something that's going on in their life and they need prayer, they may not even be here right now, will you press one? Hallelujah. 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 If you are looking for a place to worship, if you are looking for a people, I like that right there. If you are looking for somebody that you can pray with, somebody that you can commune with, somebody that you can fellowship with, you're looking for a church home. You know what a home is. A home is where you can find peace. A home is where you can find rest. A home is where you can grow and be nourished and flourish. If you believe that the Gospel Public Ministry is the ministry for you, will you press one? Apostle Tawanika and I and Minister Learn Green, we would love to disciple you. We would just love to love you. We're going to do that through the eyes of the Holy Spirit. This is the only lens that we know how to do is through Christ. It doesn't matter if you're in New York. It doesn't matter if you're in Atlanta. It doesn't matter if you're in Chicago, Illinois. It doesn't matter if you're in New Orleans. It doesn't matter where you are. There's no time and no distance in the Spirit. We're all here right now. Amen. Amen. Shavante, are you here?
Yes, I'm here.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Bless you. God bless you. We know last Sunday you wanted to say you wanted to join the Gospel Public Ministry. You moved to join in.
Oh,
yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So we in the name of Jesus. We thank God for you. Coming from Michigan, amen, to Houston, Texas, Houston. God is such a beautiful woman of God in my life, amen. Our sister in Christ, amen. So we want to welcome you, amen. Salvation through Jesus Christ made each one of us a member of his body. So now you stand before this congregation here online today of believers indicating your desire to become a member of the Gospel Public Ministries. We are ready to welcome you into our fellowship with all its benefits and responsibilities.
Amen.
As a shepherd of this flock, Pastor Manning and myself,
amen,
charged by God to lead faithfully, it is our responsibility to offer this charge and receive your pledge of commitment.
Amen.
So we're going to ask you, amen, do you publicly here on this line today profess your faith in Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord and desire to follow his example in your life?
I do.
Amen. Yes. Do you agree to be subject to the doctrine and discipleship of this church as shared through the preaching and teaching of the Word of God?
I do.
Are you willing to support this congregation with your attendance, financial means, and verbal support to the best of your ability?
I do.
Amen. Amen. I say this to the congregation, Pastor Manning, a Minister Warren Green, Brother Joe Washington, the name of Free Sister Connie Northern, amen, and others that's on the line today. I ask you, are you willing to accept this sister into the fellowship of our congregation?
We accept.
Amen, amen. We accept in the name of Jesus. Amen. Are you willing to embrace her as equal and open opportunity for fellowship and ministry?
We will.
Amen. Like, we will. We do. We are. Amen. Are you willing to pray for her and her family and minister to them in times of need and rejoice with them in times of happiness?
We will.
In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Yes.
We say this to you. I say minister because God has called you to minister. Amen.
Oh,
I say minister. It is coming. The ordination is coming.
Yes.
Amen. Minister.
Yes.
And I say shepherd. As the pastor, Pastor Manning, senior pastor of the Gospel Public Ministry, and me, Apostle Tawanika Manning, we welcome you as a member of our congregation. We look forward to our times of worship, study, and prayer, and the process of being salt and light in our city, in our country, in our state, hallelujah, and the world,
amen.
In the name of Jesus, we welcome you with the love of Christ. We rejoice together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hiya. That's what I want. God bless you. We love you. We thank God for you again. Welcome to the Gospel Public Ministries.
Amen.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Pastor Manny.
Amen, amen. God is such a good God. I am so excited. You know, God adds to the church.
Amen.
So we are so excited for you. We are so excited for you. We thank you. You know, we know that you're going to be so diligent, you know, to the word of God. We already know this. And we thank you. You are a blessing to the church.
Amen.
You are. And I join in with every single member of the Gospel Public Ministry, every single friend, every single one that's streaming online, every single one that's in a neighboring state, and we just want to welcome you here to the Gospel Public Ministry.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm happy to be here, so I'm excited.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
All right. We're going on, let it soak in. You know, let it soak in, but we're ready to put you to work. Amen. Hallelujah.
I'm ready.
She ready.
Amen. God is such a good God. He is such a good God. He is so worthy to be praised. You know, when we wake up in the morning, see, we have to be expecting the goodness of the Lord right here while we're living. And the Word of God says this, you know, we expect to see the goodness of the Lord right here in the land of the living.
Yes, Lord.
Right here every single day. Mm-hmm. New mercies, new grace every single day.
Mm-hmm.
We know that we faced some things yesterday. I know I faced some things yesterday. But here it is, the sun that went down and the sun that came back upon me, and God is still a good God. He's still sitting on the throne. He's still in control. He's still my God. He still is the one that I trust. God is still is the one that I rely on every single day. He is my help. He is my every single thing. And I thank God for him. Hallelujah. I thank God. Can I say thank God for God? Hallelujah. I thank God for God. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
We have
everything. Yes. I'm so excited. Amen. He's so excited over here. He's about to take off running. Amen. Glory to God. At this time, we're going to receive our tithes and offerings. At this time, you have your tithes and offerings. We have our Cash App. Our Cash App is Pastor Chantel. Amen. Hallelujah. Pastor Chantel, that's spelled Shantell. And if you have Zelle, our Zelle is 832-989-3649. That's Zelle, 832-989-3649. Amen. Father God, we thank you, oh God, that you've already blessed us to be a blessing, oh God. Your word said that you give seed to the sower. So, Lord, we thank you, oh God, that you've blessed us in a mighty way in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you, oh God, for adding to the church on today, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for the life of your daughter, oh God, your servant, oh God. Lord, we pray, oh God, most of our blessing and favor be upon her life, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask that she come on today, oh God, to be a part of the Gospel Public Ministry, oh God. Let there be a great pouring in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, show her new things, oh God. Hallelujah. Show, oh God, those things that you have for, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ that belongs to, oh God, that have a name on it, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray for the life, health, and strength, oh God, of her children, oh God, her husband, oh God. And Lord, we pray, oh God, that they all will come to know you even more, oh God, to have a closer relationship with you. It is our prayer in Jesus' name. Dear Jesus, make us an ministry for your kingdom, honor our tithes and offerings, and cause them to multiply when we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know that as your children, children. We are the chief financial officer of your money as it comes to us. It's our responsibility to manage our money and to distribute our tithes and offering and spiritual seed to help nurture a harvest of glory for your sake on earth. What matters to you is the dedication we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity to uphold your holy heavenly banking system. It's not frugality, your honor. It's the wisdom of a spirit kid's gift and generous heart that we give on today, Lord God. And Father God, we ask, oh God, as we plan on today, Lord God, that you would give the increase, oh God, and those, oh God, that purpose that are given on today, oh God, let there be no lack in their giving, and those, oh God, who purpose in their heart to give, oh God, but not in the position to, Lord, we pray that you restore the stewardship, their stewardship, oh God, for King Jesus, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and Lord, we just want to say thank you,
thank you.
It's in Jesus' name we pray, to God be the glory, amen, amen, and amen, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. We just thank God on today. We're so full of joy as we receive our new sister in Christ, in the body of Christ. We welcome you.
Right.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. This time we have our announcements. Our announcement today, which is October the 16th, 2022. We here at the Gospel Public Ministry, where senior pastor is Pastor Doris A. Manning, Apostle Tawanika Manning, and minister on the roster is Minister Lauren Green out of Illinois. So we thank God for him as well. Can't wait to hear Minister Lauren Green back in the pulpit this fourth Sunday. So we're looking forward to Minister Lauren Green and bringing the word of God. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Our announcement as follows. Monday nights at 9 p.m. is our intercessory prayer here on the prayer line. Again, it's Mondays at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, so please join us. Wednesday night Bible study is at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, so please join us here on our church line at 845-277-9213. Amen. And we have our Sunday services at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. So join us here again at 845-277-9213 for those that are streaming online today. Amen. We don't have anything that's up and coming at this time. We do have a play coming November 12th. Amen. It's called Who's That in the Confession Booth Again? Amen. That's a comedy. We laugh is good for the soul, I tell you. So we plan on having a good time on November 12th. Amen. I think that's all. We want to wish anyone that's celebrating a birthday in the month of October. Happy birthday. Our daughter Kenya is turning 18 on October 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. We definitely got to celebrate her. My husband, he knows how to put on a party. I tell you that. It'll be like two or three of us in here. Well, you think it's about the house is full. So we're going to celebrate our daughter October 23rd. And we just pray. And anyone else that's celebrating the birthday this month of October, we pray the best of the Lord upon your life. We pray for long life, good health, and strength, the peace of the Lord that will guide you and instruct you, the Holy Spirit. And we just thank God for you all. God bless you. Have a blessed birthday in the Lord our God. Amen.
Amen.
And those of you that are celebrating the wedding anniversary this month of October, happy anniversary.
Amen.
We decree and declare with all faith that God has put together no man, nothing shall take you under, nothing shall divide you. So we pray for divine unity, togetherness, peace, joy, and happiness. God's favor be upon your marriage. Pray for long life together. Together, amen. And we just say, ask God to continue to bless your marriage forevermore. Amen. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That does conclude our announcements for today, October 16th, 2022. Amen.
Yes.
At this time, we got to release the pastor's blessing, and then Pastor Manny will close us out with the benediction. Amen. Hallelujah. We here at the Gospel Public Ministries, a senior pastor, Pastor Doris A. Manning, myself, Apostle Tawanika Manning, and Minister Lauren Green, we bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function with excellency. Amen. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. We bless you in the name of Jesus. And it's in Jesus' name we pray, and we bless you. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just
yes, amen. Amen. God bless every single one. Thank y'all for coming to Sunday service this Sunday morning. Shavante, you and your family, you know, we bless you in the name of Jesus. Uncle Joel, which is my family member, Uncle Joel and the whole Washington family and the Connie and her family here, Ronald Black. We bless you in the name of Jesus. Every single one here that's a part of the gospel covenant, every single family member and friend, you know, that's here, you know, we bless you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now may the God of peace that brought again from the dead, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody do say amen and amen again. God bless you. May God keep you. We thank you so much for coming to Sunday service. You know, do return to Sunday service. We'll be preaching here at the 2 p.m. hour, 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. I don't know what time it is in your time zone, but we'll be on at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. And if you find time, you know, to come and receive the word of God. Amen. I'll be preaching here at 2 p.m. hour.
Amen.
I would like for everyone to know that Apostle Tawanik and I, we love you so much. We love you so much, and we thank God for you.
Yes.
We thank God for you. God loves you more.
Amen.
He loves you more than we can ever even try.
Jesus.
I thank God for every single one here. Remember that Satan has already been defeated.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus Christ is Lord.
Yes, God.
And he is our God.
Amen.
God bless you and may God keep you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I wanna hear her say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. Bow down to the king on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like can you imagine. Living